Attorney Tom Ryan is preparing to file a complaint with the Arizona Attorney General's office in an attempt to remove Susan Bittersmith from the Arizona Corporation Commission. That could happen as early as next week. The complaint is centered on a potential conflict of interest with Bittersmith and her business ties. KJZZ's Christina Hansen broke the story this week and joins me with more on it. Hi, Christina.
Hi there.
So what is Ryan's argument?
Well, there's a few things he takes issue with. For one, Bittersmith runs a trade association for the cable industry, which is regulated at the federal and city levels. But some of her members, like Cox and Suddenlink, also provide landline phone services, and that's regulated by the Corporation Commission. The commission has approved things like tariff increases and removing bond requirements for Cox and Suddenlink since Bittersmith took office in 2013. And sometimes she's recused herself from those votes, and sometimes she hasn't. On top of that, Bittersmith has been a registered lobbyist for Cox for more than a decade. Tom Ryan argues that all of these things violate a conflict of interest law that's specifically for commissioners, and it actually removed another commissioner from office back in 1999. The law basically says that you can't even be elected to the commission if you're employed by or have an official relationship to a company that the commission regulates.
How did this fly under the radar for so long, and what does Bittersmith have to say about it?
Well, Bittersmith's always been open about her business connections, and everything I reported is public record and easily found online. So I just think no one really questioned her about anything until now. She says she doesn't have any conflicts, primarily because she says she works only with the cable side of these companies, which she says is totally separate from the telecom entities that she regulates at the commission.
And they do so because video providers are taxed differently than telephone providers, and it's a necessity of doing business to have two separate corporate entities.
But you've also done some more digging in this area since your story ran.
I have. So Cox uses this one specific entity for telecom issues before the commission, which is the one that Bittersmith says is totally separate from cable. But that same entity recently won a contract to provide telecom and internet services to the state. And in that contract, Cox identifies the parent company of that entity, which also happens to be the same company that Cox uses for cable agreements with cities.
So what does Bittersmith say about that, and what do other people who have knowledge about this kind of thing have to say about that?
Well, I sent her the contract itself, and she just said that she had no knowledge of the contract itself, so she wasn't able to answer any of my questions. I spoke to Pat Quinn, who is the former director of RUCO, and he's also a former president of Quest Communications. And he says cable companies do keep telecom separate from an accounting standpoint because it's regulated differently. But he says the Cox contract that I found shows that's where the separateness really ends.
The way they're doing business, the fact that they're going together to get clients, the way they're marketing things, they're not fully separate.
Ultimately, though, interpreting these kinds of technicalities from a legal standpoint will be up to the Attorney General or the courts.
KJZZ's business correspondent, Christina Hansen. Christina, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.